Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him hunt, the wild fowl guy. They call him Rodis.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. Today I have a very special guest from one of my favorite cities, the home of my favorite football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodis Live.
What up, what up? Peace and blessings. What up, listeners? Hey, I'm Rome the Great. Please say the Great because I work hard. From the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as you see. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know much about my city, but I'd like to, introduce them to my city if you allow me, you know what I mean, the time.
You got the floor.
Appreciate it. All right, so Pittsburgh is a big town, but a small town at the same time. Philly, we the two biggest black cities in Pennsylvania. So Philly, two times bigger than Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has a rich history when it comes to music, black American music. See, we got this place called the Hill District. And the Hill District was part of segregation back in the day, you know what I mean, when we was all separate. So during segregation, all the greatest jazz musicians played at the Crawford Grill in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? So we had access to some of the greatest music in America at that time. And the music scene in Pittsburgh to this day is crazy. A lot of people only know about Wiz Khalifa, but we got so many more. And we don't get the spotlight like Philly do. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to know the city that I come from has a very rich, deep ingrained musical history. And I like to think that I embody that with my music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been rapping for a long time, and I feel like I'm above rap at this point because of my not just my talent, because of my experience. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even consider myself a rapper at this point. I consider myself an artist. You know what I mean? I do music that's infused. I do hip hop mainly. Hip hop is my thing. I got a battle rap background. You know, I started up my battle rapping before they started doing that smack stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I got much love for the smack stuff because I feel like I pioneered that point where we was doing it for free for brothers to get paid to date. You know what I mean? So I'm real happy about that. You know what I mean? But being the fact that I got the battle rap background, you know what I'm saying? I was more of a street performer than just a artist. You know what I mean? I feel like people today go straight into artistry and forget the MC part of it and forget about the performance of it and forget about the hip hop culture. And when I talk about hip hop, I'm not talking about just graffiti and breakdance, and I'm talking about the love for music, the love for the thing that we created that has survived over 50 years. That's a $1 billion industry, which is our birthright. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we have great respect in embodying that in my city, and I'm proud to produce it to you guys.
Black and yellow. So who is Rome the Great? Who are you?
Rome the Great is a lyrical technician. Rome the Great is a person that wants to be the greatest at everything. Anything that I do, I want to be the best at. You know what I'm saying? Rome the Great is a father. Rome the Great is a brother. Rome the Great is a cousin. Rome the Great is a Pittsburgh native. Rome the Great is a muse, a vehicle for music. Rome the Great is perfection in my mind. You know what I mean? Because if I don't think so, nobody else will.
That's what's popping. So what are some of the things that got you into music and the artistry of it? What made you say, hey, I want to be an MC. I want to be a rapper. I want to be a battle rapper and take people's heads off with a guillotine.
I got a dope story. I'm so glad you asked that question. These are great questions, by the way. All right. So when I was younger, I'm an OG. You know what I mean? I ain't going to put it out there totally, but, you know, I got experience, like I told you. So I was hanging around my cousin. My cousin's a female. She had a tape back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It was Redman with the album. You know what I'm saying? I never really listened to rap like that because, you know what I mean? It was like that, the Run DMCs, the Big Daddy Kanes, the Cool Mo D's, and I wasn't really in it like that. But I heard Redman with the album. I popped it in and I was like, what is this? They had a song called How to Roll a Blunt, Superman Lover. And the way he was doing it was so clever. It wasn't your average rapping. You know what I mean? It wasn't low intellect at all. There was metaphors and similes. And it was like getting high for the first time. It was like having sex for the first time. It was like, it totally opened me up. And I was like, I got to do this. So, you know, I would go to school and I would just try it and I would just spit. And I always was good. I've been off the porch since 13. You know what I mean? I was a 13-year-old boy spitting rhymes. And the first time I did it, you know, it was successful. A whole bunch of people came around me. So I knew right then and there that was it. Like, I was in love. But when it came to battle rap, it was some Puerto Rican kid. I was in school. You know what I mean? We was at the bleachers and he come through like, I want to battle. I didn't know what that was. I never battled before. I'm just getting into this rap stuff. You know what I mean? But dude was a hip hop head, a true hip hop head, which he knew what battling was. So this boy comes up, starts battling me. I'm just rapping. And he's talking about me. I'm like, whoa, what part of the game is this? I thought we was just spitting bars. He's attacking me, making fun of me in his rhymes, dissing me. There's girls all up in the bleachers. They laughing, old school laughing. I was like, wow. And everybody just liked me a minute ago. It was all good just a minute ago. But man, after this battle, man, he tore me down. So I was like, this ain't never gonna happen again. So that's just who I am as a person. You know what I'm saying? I got a chip on my shoulder and I'm not afraid of hard work. So as soon as that happened, man, I just practiced and practiced. Anytime I would walk, anytime I would go on a bus, anytime I would work, I would just be rapping. I rapped to myself the whole time, just rapping and rapping, rapping until I got to the point where I never lost again. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had several big rap events in my city. I beat a Scribble Jam champion. Scribble Jam is the same place that Eminem won. You know what I mean? There was a guy from my city that won Scribble Jam. I beat him in the city, which is recorded and everybody knows about. You know what I'm saying? I accomplished a lot when it comes to this battle rap. And that's all because of that feeling that I had. And instead of running from that feeling, instead of making that feeling make me want to quit, I pushed it down, built off of it, and I am where I am today.
That's what's up. You ran up on a pugilist.
Yeah, man. Grown man in a little kid body. It was crazy.
Man, you gotta keep your sword sharp, you know?
Facts.
So where were you when you wrote your first professional rhyme?
Okay, so when I first started rapping, it was more freestyle. Everything was freestyle, you know what I'm saying? So I hooked up with my boy, you know what I mean? I moved to a new neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And I got cool with the people there, and just so happened, the dude that I was cool with the dude that got the studio. So he brings me to the studio like, yeah, we got this new dude, he's dope. He be rapping in school all the time, but I ain't never wrote a verse or nothing. I never rhymed or anything.
No bar structure or nothing. You don't know nothing about bar structure or nothing. Okay.
No, I didn't even know what a 16 was. I ain't even know how to count bars, nothing. I just knew how to freestyle. That's it. I was an entertainer and that was it. So he calls me to do this song and it was called Stilo. You know what I'm saying? So I write my first little verse. It was cool, but like you said, it had no structure. It was raw, you know what I'm saying? But they fucked with me. So, you know, after that, that was my first verse and I got to do more and more and I had access to a studio. And that is another thing that makes an artist great because, you know, you can rap in the street all you want until you get into that studio and master your craft. On that equipment, you ain't gonna be where you think you're gonna be. So, you know, my first bar I ever wrote was in the studio with my homies, you know what I mean? That showed me blessings, that introduced me to the studio.
Okay. So, when did you know you was ready? Like, okay, I'm gonna put an EP together. I'm gonna put an album together, but we're gonna take it back. Hey, I'm gonna put out my first single. When did you know?
So after that case happened with the studio, then that's when I went on a world tour of battling. You know what I'm saying? We was going everywhere. I went all over the city. You know what I'm saying? So back then when we battled, it wasn't in a building. Nobody was making money off of it. It was 100%
street hop.
Pride and fame. You know what I'm saying? We'll pull up to the busway with it and beat on a garbage can and go at it. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, the whole street. Sometimes we shut the whole street down. Sometimes they pull out a mic, you know what I mean, in front of some of our stores and block off the streets and just have everybody congregate. So I went on a world tour battling, was killing everybody. You know what I mean? My city start, you know, knowing my name. You know what I mean? I start performing at Harambe's and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then, I knew it was time. I put my first single together. I did it with one of my homies. You know what I mean? It was funny because it was one of my homegirl's moms that knew this professional studio. You know what I'm saying? And he charged me. And we was young as ever. We was like 15. We was like, you gonna charge us? What you talking about? Like, that was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? But we did it because we love rap so much, man. We love this music shit so much that we was willing to put our little pennies together, you know what I mean, and made a first song. And it was hitting. It was hitting. And I knew I was going to be okay.
That's what's popping. So, why battle rap?
Man, I think, you know what I'm saying? I think we were all put here for a reason. And I feel like that was just the reason I was put here. It came so easy. It was so easy to me. Like, I always had a vocabulary. You know what I mean? It's funny because, like, when I was in school, I ain't like spelling, but I knew my vocabulary words. I knew what they meant. Don't ask me to spell them, John, but I knew what they meant.
I don't need this redundancy in my life. Why I gotta write this stuff 10 times? I know how to spell it.
Facts. So, you know what I'm saying? I just felt like that's why I was here. Like it, I did freestyle more than I wrote. You know what I mean? In the later half of my career, when I got more mature and more older, I focused on just writing. Like right now, I freestyle less because I don't have many people around me that can even do it. It's like a dying art. You know what I'm saying? Well, most people can't even freestyle anymore. So I can't even sharpen my swords because I ain't got nobody around me to sharpen it. So I focus on the critique of the studio, breath control. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Lyricism, you know what I mean? Delivery is so important. And I didn't even realize that until I got older. You know what I mean? It's not always what you say. It's not always your lyrics. It's how you say them, how you deliver them. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to sharpen all the aspects of this music business and then get your paperwork right and all of that. So, you know, to answer your question, you know, I just felt like I was born to freestyle. It came so easy.
Yes, sir. Paperwork make the plan work.
Facts.
And it's not really hard. Like being independent now is way easier than being independent back in the day. You paying your dues, you might as well reap the benefits of it, you know? So let me ask you this. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and you know, what is your goal when doing a feature? Is it to come out with the best song? Now this is crazy. Is it to kill the person on the track? Me, myself, I think it's to get the best song, make the best song possible. Now me, if I'm sending my verse first and I ain't heard nobody else's, I'm not gonna make no shrapnel for the other rappers, but I am gonna try to say something to make them do a double take, at least 8 of the bars. Starting out with the first 4 and maybe the last 4. You know, what is your thoughts on that?
I agree with what you're saying is the correct way. And my way is not the correct way. But I'm a battle rapper, so I got to come for your head. You know what I mean? I got to. And I'm going first. You know what I'm saying? I don't even got to hear what you got. I'm going first. If the project that you heard, I went first on everything. You know what I mean? I ain't go second. I ain't go third. I ain't go last. I set the tone. I'm a tone setter, a showstopper, you know what I'm saying? And if you can get me, you deserved it. You work to get that, you know what I'm saying? So that's not particularly the right thing to do, but I feel like ego is necessary to be at a high level. You know what I mean? Everybody tell you be humble. I disagree. I don't think there's no humbleness and greatness. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you have to have the absolute supreme confidence in yourself to take over everything to be the greatest. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
I agree with that because you know, it's nothing wrong with being confident. When you come across, you trying to convey a message, and people need to feel your message. That's how I feel. Like I talk regular like this, but when I rhyme, people think I got an extra body or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I just talk like this. Yeah. But in hip hop, you really have to, it's a contact sport, you know, it ain't flag football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be in your feelings. You know, everybody is trying to make the best possible result of the song. When you go to the studio, you know what it is. You already know what it is. So I'm going to ask you this. Do you prefer if you could write and do the song in the studio with the other artists or email? I know email is good because everybody doing their own thing. Yeah. But if you could be in the lab creating and recording a song, would you prefer that or airmail?
For sure, you got to feel the energy. I mean, we live in a society today where everything is so cold and impersonal, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, they do that a lot. I do that a lot. But ain't nothing like feeling that vibe, catching that energy off of somebody. Because when I get off the booth, it might change your whole attitude about the song. You might want to write something else. You might want to say it a different way. You might want performing with some more energy, you know what I'm saying? So there's nothing that's going to take away that vibe, that electricity, that vibration, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing like it.
I agree with that. Just like with the battle rap. Like when on your journey and touching the people in the streets, people don't know. It's just like it's similar to the show aspect of it. It's nothing like touching the people. When they see you take somebody's head off rapping, they feel that. Yo, let me. I fuck with Rome the Gray. Hey, what your music, man?
I'm like, I got God Like One out right now. I had God Like Two. TuneCore doing me dirty, took it down, so I gotta find a way to put that back. And God Like Two, like my Mona Lisa, fucks with God Like Two. So that should be coming back out soon, because I'm gonna try to take them down, put it all together, call it Godalation. Then we doing Free Alliance right now, you know what I'm saying? Free Alliance all day. Shout out to Crux, Mag, Spoken Poet, killing it, you know what I'm saying? And the dopest thing about Free Alliance, y'all, is I got the blessings to do work with people from different parts of the country. And it don't sound like we from different parts, because you know how each city got their own sound and their own feel. But we come together like peanut butter and jelly, man, because we all love lyrics. And I was so blessed to work at that project.
On the Free Alliance project, it's all similar DNA. It's proper etiquette. It's dope. And like, you know, I stream music, but I'm an indie artist myself. I bought it and I listened to it. I sat with it. I was like, yo, this is tight. But when I got in the car, I was like, oh yeah, this is crazy right here.
It's a whole nother animal. Yeah.
It's crazy. And when you have like minds involved, you can get results. You know, like in your own city, it might be hard to get artists together. But if you work with artists that don't know each other and everything, with like minds, great minds think alike.
Facts. And I feel like nobody was like, with all them great lyricists, what I was shocked for real, what I thought was going to be a problem, is I thought ego was going to get in the way. But everybody put their ego to the side for the greater good, for the project. And that project came out all right. You know what I'm saying? And I told them, I feel like we could have done even better. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we are going to do better. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like our first time filling out. And that came out great. So just imagine what the future holds. You know what I mean? It's just a blessing. And I want to say this too, to a young artist that might not have the experience in the time that you know, some of us had put in. There's nothing more greater than working with dope artists. That is the greatest achievement of my rap career. I got to work with people who are signed. I got to work with singers, you know what I mean? I got to work with rappers. I got to work with jazz musicians. Like, these people are really somebody. And there's no feeling like it, man. I'd rather do features. I've done so much by myself. I've done, you know, so much street work. I put the time in. I just want to work with great artists. You know what I mean? It's a blessing. So try it if you ain't.
It's nothing like tapping into the energy of Kendrick spirits. My only knock on the album is it was kind of like Illmatic to me. I was like, damn, this shit over already? Why is it done? No. You know, as a fan, I'm like, no, but pound for pound, track for track, bar for bar, it's dope. It's just like going to a buffet, the best buffet on earth. Wherever you ate, you're getting good consumption. It's like healthy food, good food. It's sustenance.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Thank you for that too. I appreciate it. There's a lot of hard work, you know what I mean? A lot of money spent, you know what I mean? Like it's not easy, you know what I mean? Putting together, you know what I mean? Three, four people and get them all on the same time, you know what I mean? That ain't no easy feat, but we managed to do it. So I appreciate that, brother. I really do.
I can understand the professionalism that went into the project, because you were on time.
Yes, sir.
Time is at the essence. People have a problem with time, but not you, sir.
No,
and
sir.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm a professional all the way around. I come to work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come into that studio and BS. I'm going to come to the studio with stuff already written, and I'm laying it down first take because I am a professional at all times. This is what I take serious. This is my craft. I show up to the booth in a suit. I'm not playing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I hate when people come around playing with the music. Don't play with the music. If you don't want to be the greatest who ever touched this mic, you in it for the wrong reasons. If you in it just for the money, you ain't going to get no money because the fame comes first and the money comes second. And you can't say you're the best. They got to say you're the best.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I appreciate every compliment, you know, but the music speaks volumes. So, who are some of your musical influences?
Mm. So I like music that nobody else listens to. You know what I mean? Whenever you see a whole bunch of people run into something, in my opinion, you need to stay away from it because I feel like the majority of people don't even understand music or rap. Same thing with boxing. There's casual fans, and then there's them professional fans that really know boxing. So I like people like Brother Lin Shum. I feel like Brother Lin Shum from Sacramento go crazy. Yeah, he talk about some crazy stuff, but lyrics, bar for bar, goes crazy. I mess with Nas. Nas is one of my dudes, goes crazy. I mess with Jay a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? I mess with one of my favorites, Andre 3000. He's a poet. He's a killer with the pen, will murder you. And he don't even get the credit that he deserves. He's not even in people's top fives. You know, I used to mess with Busta Rhymes, but after what he said about hip hop and American black music, I can't do it. So I got to push him to the side. Lil Wayne, for sure. Crazy, crazy lyricist. Before his time, you know what I'm saying? Today, I mess with J. Cole. Today, I mess with Kendrick. Today, I mess with Isaiah Ryder, you know what I'm saying? Joyner Lucas, people who uphold the tradition of great music, you know what I'm saying? People who aren't lazy with the pen, them is my people.
Exactly. So, like me, what might be crazy is like, I'm going to ask you, like, who do you listen to for motivation? Like, I usually listen to other genres of music long as they got great songwriters. You understand? Like I listen to light rock because they got good songs. I know it might sound crazy, but the pen, the passion of the pen is priceless, you know?
Right. Well, let me tell you this, brother. Right there, what you just said, let me know that you got music in your heart. Because when you got music in your heart, you listen to it all. You got to. I listen to Elton John. I listen to Phil Collins.
See what I'm saying? Bill Withers, Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates.
All of them. All music, all genres, all across the board. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't embarrassed to let that rock neither. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. So, do you got any upcoming solo projects? What are you working on? Can you share that with the people?
Yes, sir. So I got a Godlike compilation. I told y'all about Godlike 1. I got Godlike 2 and I'm about to work on Godlike 3. So my roadmap for the next couple months is get Godlike 3 knocked out. Then we going back to Freelance 2. We coming back on one more time. You know what I mean? Sophomore, you know what I mean? Album. We trying to take over things, man. You know what I'm saying? So lessons to Godlike 3. Hopefully that'll be a great album. But we know that Free Alliance is coming.
Oh, man. That Free Alliance is a smoker. It's a smoker. I was like, that's dope. It's dope. Like, people don't know some of the challenges that you face doing a project like Free Alliance. But getting it done speaks volumes, but even more is the results. Y'all produced and delivered. I don't know what the anticipation was like, but y'all delivered on a project. You know?
Thank you.
So if you could leave anything for the listeners of Rodus Live, what would it be?
So I would like to leave to you, if you inspire to be an artist, if you want to get into this music game, take it 100% serious, because, you know, there's people and respect where the music came from, because we don't need to be going backwards in this music game. Everywhere, every year, there's a musical renaissance. A musical renaissance is when the music starts to change and it sounds different from what you've been hearing from month to month. You know, be the musical renaissance. Change the music. Don't follow any trends. Create the trends and make sure that your paperwork's right, because you're not an artist unless you got your paperwork. You need a license to drive a car. You need a license to do a lot of things. So it's only right if you want to be an artist, get your paperwork together, get your license. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way you're going to get money, because, you know, everything out here is like a scam. Once they stopped us from selling our physical product, that CD, you know what I'm saying? They taking a huge chunk of our money. So you might as well get the little bit that's falling, because you can't let them take anything else that we have created. So please, please, please get your paperwork right.
Yes, sir. Like they practically almost made music free. So if you're an independent artist, hey, put your stuff on Bandcamp. You know, if you got physical or vinyl or whatever. So hey, this has been another episode of Rodus Live. Thank you, Rome the Great, for coming through. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for flying American Bar Airlines. I'm your pilot, Rome the Great. We're flying over Godlike 2. It's 87 degrees and a beautiful day. We're scheduled for a descent. So please, buckle your seatbelts, and when we exit, exit in a single file line. Thanks again for flying American Bar.
I jumped out the plane, hit the ground running. Sign in my hand said, nigga, I'm coming. Left, I was broke, so I ran away from nothing. I could hold him if you're bluffing, keep it rolling, no discussion. Every day I eat my spinach, you know I need my roughage. Track weight for dinner, what you wrote today, disgusting. Your pen game trash, your content is nothing. Try to fuck with the kid, but I'm always into something. Thought he was, but he wasn't. Hit him right up on the button, then a nigga did nothing, and I told you he was frontin'. Looking for the smoke, I give him what he wantin'. He running, then I'm hunting. I could trap him if I want him. First we trap him in the corner. He running into something, not a peep, went to sleep. Now I don't remember nothing. Bought a suit, left the group on my own like David Ruffin. And my pops a Rolling Stone, hit my head with no concussion.
That I'm coming, yeah, like the drummer man drumming. They never work hard, but I work harder. Fresh out the paint, nigga, I'm coming from the ether, running through this bitch and fuck a non-believer. Greatness dripping, God is power spreading, coursing through my veins. I'm here to stay relentless, resolute with reference I create. I'm on a mission, go the distance, I'm persistent with my ways. Need resistance with insistence, transmutation is the phase. I'm mastering my fate, I'm winning every game these bitches play. Illuminate the rays, ignite the blaze, a light eternal flame. I'm coming for my steak, money, music, power, coming for my cake. I wake to bake, the hunger salivates, I ate, I clean my plate. These bitches hate, they ravenous, they aching, coming for these gains. I orchestrate, I shape this bait, I conquer every threat I aim. I come and lay and claim, breaking every chain. This wrath is uncontained, this path is my domain. I'll have you kiss an ass to face. And ain't no saving grace, cause through the fire and the rain, a marathon and not a race, I'll leave a lasting trace. Nigga, I'm coming.
The devil work hard, but I work harder. Gotta thank the Lord for making me stronger. Tell the people that I'm coming, yeah, like the drummer man drumming.